I'm Judith Turner Yamamoto. For 36 years, Lloyd E. Moore was an attorney in Ironton, a small town in Lawrence County, located in the southeastern corner of Ohio, on the banks of a loopy section of the Ohio River. His photography began as a way to document his cases and evolved into a record of characters and acquaintances from his everyday life that, as Moore wrote, got inside his mind. Face to Face, edited by Ryko Gerlich, brings together 78 of these black and white and color images taken from 1970 to 1990. The book was originally published in 2004 and is newly distributed by Ohio University Press. Moore died in 2010, and in 2011, Ohio University's Kennedy Museum organized Without Pretense, a tribute exhibition. Moore's Lawrence County is Appalachian backcountry, a place that lacks the guile to pretty itself up and instead simply is. While we meet scoutmasters, churchwomen, waitresses, even the occasional attorney, at their most engaging, Moore's photographs show us people that life has had its way with: drunks, jail inmates, the homeless, and the impoverished. While he takes viewers into middle-class homes, and even the occasional mansion, it's when we find ourselves on the courthouse steps, in jail cells, low-rent hotels, or backwoods shacks and storefront churches, that we encounter rural America with its abiding tolerance for its own and its indifference to the outside world. The photographs feel as uncalculated as their subjects. Sometimes the composition and props work. Sometimes they fail. The least successful feel like stilted family photographs. But Moore's spare, blunt prose, as unadorned as his eye, accompanies many of the images, and his stories held me, bringing to mind the kind of love affair with storytelling seen in writers like Reynolds Price, Lee Smith, or Flannery O'Connor. Moore had the gift to write cool when things got really hot, delivering the extraordinary in a neutral, unaffected voice. Here's Moore introducing us to Bill Wilson, a subject he photographed many times. It's not uncommon to not see people for a while, and sometimes never to see them. You hear about them being found on the riverbank frozen, burned up in a fire, or that they wore down and gave up. It didn't work that way with Bill. He was one of the lucky ones. He got off the booze. Prose and image working hand in glove led me to scour the book for more photographs of Bill Wilson and others like him, broken, alone, enduring. Moore didn't talk about his artistic influences, but I found myself thinking about Walker Evans' Depression-era photographs, Aaron Siskind's candid images of Harlem, even Tina Barney's photographs of the wealthy and their surroundings. Looking at photographs, we are what critic Andy Grunberg called the voyeurs peeking through the camera's keyhole into another world. Moore said, "I wanted to make a social comment about our area and our people." With Face to Face, he fulfilled realism's promise to show us what we have never seen before. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Judith Turner Yamamoto.